Now, here's what I'm going to say. That's a big lie. It's hogwash. Greatness, people, is not a miracle. It is a practice. Greatness is not a miracle. It is a practice. Looking at greatness as a practice that can be mastered rather than an unattainable state of being can help us change our limiting beliefs about what an extraordinary life is and who exactly can have it. If we defined extraordinary life in very simple terms, then we realize that this is a life in which we frequently engage the highest and best within ourselves, and then we share it with the world. We tap into our greatness, and we manifest our power. Now, it's easy for you, perhaps, to say, well, Rebecca, you're still not talking about me. What power? What greatness? Have you seen my life? I'm struggling, trying to get through. I have all kinds of stresses and responsibilities. My routines get the better of me every single day. I don't feel great. I don't necessarily feel powerful. And when I do, I don't feel it consistently. And I understand your sentiments, but I want to remind you that each life is an individualized manifestation of the divine, an expression of the God force in physical form. The same power that created the universe created you. And that power is awesome. It continues to shape all life and our lives in particular. But we don't know how to work with it. For the most part, in fact, we're even ignorant of its presence. And we're skeptical of its influence. So more often than not, it works without our conscious participation and involvement. And we're left living the illusion of powerlessness. But here's a newsflash. The power, this universal force that is shaping our lives, is not just in us, it is us. And by ignoring it or pretending that it doesn't exist, and if it does, it exists only in the chosen few, we are denying ourselves and we are living a life of fraud. We are pretending, not living. And what we end up with is a crammed, stifled life that is often marked by frustration, confusion, inertia, and unrealized potential.